A hefty-looking rat called Dargle remained seated.
They said we was to sit here till it was dark, then head back to the Northlands. The otters said there was 20 fighters laying nearby and that we'd be dead meat if we didn't do like we was told.
Scrodge shook his head in disbelief.
And ye believed him? Ha! That's the oldest trick in the book. Watch, I'll show ye 20 fighters.
Furiously grabbing anything that came to paw, firewood, pebbles and soil, the tall fox flung them at the surrounding trees, yelling out defiantly,
Now then, you mighty fighters! Come out and show yourselves. I'll fight you all at once, or one by one if you ain't frightened of me. Get out here, you mangy frog beat.
Silence greeted the challenge. Scrodge spat contemptuously into the fire, glaring at the vermin gang.
What a bunch of addle brains. Up on your paws and get moving, you bunch of dithering oafs. After I've slain those 2 old relics, we'll get the rest of this job done. Move!
As they moved southward into the woodlands, Little Red discussed the situation with Flinky.
Scrodge ain't taking us to that abbey place that Butthead was always going on about, Flinky.
Flinky nodded.
Ah, sure. It looks like he wants to be the big bold beast who gets the magic sword. Magic sword. I wonder where old Butthead heard that tale.
Jupper the Weasel, who was Slipback's mate, joined the conversation.
Burrad said that his father told him about it just before he died. Said there was an abbey, a big place called Redwall. According to him, there's only a few peaceful woodlanders live there. They keep a magic sword at Redwall. It is said that the warrior who holds that sword is the greatest in the land.
Slipback confirmed his mate's story.
Why, none can stand against the sword owner. I've heard the tale myself.
Scrodder was leading the gang through the darkened woodlands, overheard Slipback's remark. He stopped and questioned the weasel.
What have you heard? Tell me.
The garrulous Flinky spoke up.
Ah, sure. 'Twas me that told him. I sat with Burrad's our dad many a night, yarning away. He was a fine ah feller, not like his son. Anyhow, he told me all about the magic sword, so he did.
Scrodder was fired with the idea of possessing such an enchanted blade. He stared hard at the gabby stoat.
Right then, you tell me everything the old beast said.
Flinky liked to talk, but he was also aware that the tall fox was not one to be taken lightly.
Ah, well, let me see now. There's this place, see, a grand old abbey called Redwall, that stands on a path somewhere in the centre of the land. Sure in a fine building it is.
Little Red interrupted.
Ah, there's a Redwall.
Scrodge frozen with a glare, gesturing Flinky to continue.
Oi, Redwall was built by a mighty warrior long ago. He carried a great sword, made from bits of the moon and stars. A marvellous blade, magic enough to make a champion fighter out of any beast. That warrior's long dead now, but the sword still hangs in the abbey.
This time it was Scrodge's turn to interrupt.
Why doesn't one of the creatures at Redwall Abbey wear it?
Flinky shook his head.
Ah, no. They're all only simple woodland beasts. Your farmers and such, not fighters. Ah, what need do they have of swords? It is said that Redwall is a place of peace and plenty.
Little Red's eyes shone with longing.
I wish I had a magic sword.
Scrodge shoved him roughly.
A runt like you! You'll have to fight me for it. That sword is going to be mine.
The hefty rat Dargle muttered under his breath.
If you think you can take it, fox.
Scrodge looked round at the vermin behind him.
Did some beast say something?
Flinky rubbed his stomach.
Ah, no, chief. 'Twas just me owl guts rumbling away. I knew that fish wasn't for me somehow.
Bragoon and Sorrow had made camp in a grove of conifers, some miles south of where they had encountered the vermin. Burying the fish bones beneath the deep layer of pine needles, the otter wiped his mouth.
Bit of fish like that makes a nice change, eh, mate? Did you manage to lay paws on any of that stuff they was drinking?
The aging squirrel wrinkled her nose disgustedly.
That poison? Vermin brewed nettle grog. Small wonder they're stupid. It must have rotted what little brains they had. Best stick with clean stream water until we get back to Redwall and get some decent drink.
She lay back, viewing the star-dusted skies through the treetops.
Ah, to be back home in the good old abbey. Do you think they've forgiven us for the old dibbin' days?
Her companion chuckled.
I certainly hope they have. We were a fearsome pair, mate. Wonder if old Grandmum Gerville's still the abbey cook. Oh, the pies and scones we swiped off in our kitchen windowsill. No wonder she turned grey.
Sorrow shrugged.
There's a lot of seasons run under the bridge since we were abbey babes. And I don't suppose poor old Gerville will still be living. Oh, she was a great cook, though.
Bragoon nodded.
Aye, she was that. I'll bet that little brother of mine, Torrin, is abbey cook now. Gerville taught him a lot, you know. He was always a good beast around kitchens and ovens.
Sorrow hopped up and spread herself along a bough, directly above Bragoon's resting spot. She reminisced hungrily.
Scones or fresh bread with meadow cream and damson preserve. Oh, that's what I could eat right now.
Stretched on the ground, Bragoon yawned and sighed.
Oh, don't even mention it, mate. Let's get a good night's shut-eye. We can make Redwall by afternoon tea tomorrow. You can fill your face then. Good night, Sorrow.
The squirrel ignored her friend and continued yearning.
October ale! What could be nicer than a foaming beaker of good October ale? With some brown fall bread and some yellow cheese with roasted hazelnuts in it. Oh, simple but satisfying, eh, Bragg?
The otter opened one eye.
Very acceptable. Now go to sleep.
Sorrow carried on as if she had not heard.
What would you say to an apple and blackberry crumble spread thick with meadow cream?
Bragoon growled.
I'd say button your lip and sleep. So good night.
But Sorrow could not forget the subject of food.
How's about ice-cold mint tea and a thick slice of heavy fruit cake with honey crystals in it?
Bragoon sat up slowly.
I'd say you was making me poor stomach gurgle with all this victual talk. Good night.
Sorrow licked her lips.
Oh, some of your favourite. A big carrot and mushroom pasty with onion gravy dripping and oozing out the sides and... Yow!
She was catapulted into the air as Bragoon hauled down hard on the bough, letting it go suddenly. Rising from the ground, Sorrow dusted herself off indignantly.
Getting touchy in your old age, aren't you? Good night to you, old grumpy rudder.
Bragoon snorted.
I swear you were born shattering. Now good night, old Gabby Whiskers.
Silence fell over the glade. Both lifelong friends drifted into the realms of slumber. They dreamt golden-tinged memories of their dibbon seasons at the place they called home, Redwall Abbey.